From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. We've been hearing about your summer jobs, the good, the bad, the weird. Today, two stories about working on the production line.
Think of David Webb of Spokane, Washington, the next time you have a wad of chewing gum in your mouth. He used to work with molten bubble gum. David writes this, loads were poured into large troughs where slabs were cut by swarthy men with sweaty arms. Everything was lubricated with powdered sugar and cornstarch, including me. I resembled Marcel Marceau without lips, eyebrows, or the funny hat. Rivulets of white powder flowed down my forearms onto the gum slabs as I stuffed them into the roaring, belching, beast-like machines. Later, hair and clothes were cleaned with compressed air, which removed the worst of the white crust. However, bees followed me to the bus stop, and I left a white outline of myself on the seat when I got off the bus. On the upside, David tells us that any doubts his mother had about him were relieved because he stuck it out at the chewing gum factory. He went on to become a university professor.
Listener Ed Vai is the head of the Interlibrary Loan Department at Miami University of Ohio. But for two summers in the 1970s, when he was in college, he worked at Dayton Flexible Products in Eaton. He made Pillsbury Doughboys. That's right, plastic Poppin' Fresh dolls. That little guy who goes like this when he's poked in the belly. Ed also made little dough girls known as Poppy Fresh.
Well, it was a hot, dirty job, actually, and pretty tough. There was a station where I stood, and then to my left was an oven where the mold would go in and cook the little dough boys out of the latex that had been injected into the mold. That big mold that looked like a giant wagon wheel would cycle over to the cooling station, and then from there, it would come out of the cooling station over to the platform where I stood, and then I would use a pneumatic wrench to loosen all the bolts off the top of the mold, hook it up to a chain hoist that would lift the top of the mold off. Then I used a little T-handle bar to stick down in each of the 50 little molds and twist it and pull, hopefully, an intact, nice-looking little dough boy or dough girl out of the mold. I would pitch those over into a bin. I would lower the mold back down, refasten it, then use a little gun that was suspended above me to inject all the 50 molds with a fresh batch of latex.
So 50 at a time. And how big are they?
Let's see. Poppin' Fresh, he was 6-7 inches tall, and Poppy, she was maybe 4 to 5 inches.
She's a little smaller.
A little quieter, a little more demure, a little smaller.
Now, did you ever get a misfire? One came out, you know, missing an arm or just horribly misshapen?
I still have dreams about some of the ones that would come out. Sometimes, maybe a section of the mold didn't get quite cooled down, and you would go to extract the doll from the mold, and instead of coming out with a nice little pop, play on words, Poppin' Fresh, but they didn't always come out Poppin' Fresh. You would twist it, and you'd go to pull it out, and it would just kind of do a Stretch Armstrong on you. And you would get these hideous little homunculus-looking things, and every once in a while, the face, if you've seen Edvard Munch's painting, The Scream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, once in a while, you'd get one that kind of looked like that, and you just really felt bad for it. And
he was not so fresh.
He was not so fresh. He was scary looking, actually. You know, I calculated that summer, I probably made close to 250,000 of them myself.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously. I mean, if you do the math, they would, you know, 4,500 to 4,800 dolls in an 8-hour shift and then 25,000 for the week. And I was there for 10 weeks, 250,000 dolls, maybe.
That is a scary thought. Ed Vai of Camden, Ohio, talking about his summer making Pillsbury Doughboys and girls.
And we'll have more of your summer job stories next week. Thanks so much for sending them in.